Let's learn to have kind eyes. Is it learnable? One of the problems that humanity is dealing with is this: they are too quick to judge, and judge disfavorably. No patience. No compassion. And definitely no kind eyes. So what is this kind eyes thing? It is letting go of judgment. Letting go of standards and ideals. And letting go of demanding perfection. And allowing what is to be, without jumping at its throat, without trying to fix it, or change it, or do the positive thinking move on it, the one that causes more nasty cancers than anything else. I know it is not natural. It doesn't feel natural. What feels natural is to create a distance between the thing and yourself, and declare yourself above. Human nature hasn't elevated itself from predatory animals yet. And the urge of being over someone else is its downfall. The opposite of it is what I am talking about. Seeing the sameness. Seeing the other in oneself, both human, both struggling, and both being less than perfect. Your first experiences in life, the ones you remember, the ones that taught you really how to be human. The unpleasant experiences. Your father had no ability to see life from your vantage point, and judged you, dismissed you, punished you, yelled at you, locked you out, or some other way destroyed your sense of I am okay. Your mother babied you, held you back, asserting her ownership of you. Your whole life began like that. They knew and you didn't, they could and you couldn't. And today you are surprised that you dish out what you got yourself, what hurt like hell. So having kind eyes, either for others, for things, or for yourself is probably the hardest thing to do. And yet. If you ever wondered why you lie, why you pretend. In a judgmental world, it feels like you have to. Creating huge inauthenticity, the space in which cancer grows. Okay, shifting gears here, I am going to talk about the fields. Listen up. Being human, living in families, living in societies, the space inside you live gives you how to be. The field. The field is both restrictive and allowing. It allows what belongs in it, and it restricts what doesn't. Human life, 99.9999999% of it is played out in four fields. Each field has four possible roles. For example, father/child, the field, has. I am father. I know. I am not father. Do your own thinking, I am not here for you. Oi, I am child. I am incompetent, small, and I need your knowledge. I am not child. Don't tell me what to do. People don't recognize the field they are in, and don't recognize the role they play. Or the other plays. So life, as Sigmund Freud said, is too hard for us. It is the valley of the shadow of death. No matter what role you play, no matter which of the four fields you interact. It is always horrible, and no joy is possible, only glee. Ego-driven. You're in the other's ego. I am like you. Human. I lived in those four fields for most of my life. I had to learn to bring kind eyes to everything and everyone. And I had to distinguish and own the field and the role I played. You cannot change anything that you don't own. Owning is a function of responsibility. Owning what belongs to you and everything. Your attitude, your actions, your words, whether they are inner or outer. The capacity that is the dividing line between human animal and human being is responsibility. Like every capacity, it can be on, or it can be off. And like any ability, any behavior, it is measurable on a scale of 0 to 100. Your happiness, your success, your health, wealth, love and fulfillment is predictable from your responsibility number. I have done the turning it on for many of my clients. That is, I open the capacity. But developing the ability, developing the matching behavior is your job. When I first learned about the fields and the roles, about 20 years ago, the level of owning what belongs to me, the level of my responsibility was at 1%. It is at 91% now. The highest level among my clients who have the capacity on is 10%, and the lowest is 0.125%. I designed every single of my challenges to poke at the capacity, to open it up more. So you can own more of what belongs to you, instead of being a victim of your ego. Instead of having to pretend and lie. And get cancer. Whether it runs in your family or not. Turning on the responsibility capacity is best if it has all the supportive capacities also active at the same time. I rarely offer this service, because it requires a large investment, or I won't invest myself in you. Frown. So what can you do? One of the things that have become clear over the past 10 years is that unless you are well, physically, you cannot be fully available to be responsible for anything. And because we live in the time of Cancer, not Aquarius, unfortunately, I recommend that you ask me to check your health. Why not go to the doctor? Because by the time the doctors can detect it, it is, from my point of view, is incurable. In addition to the fact that 70% medical diagnosis is mistaken, intentionally or not, I don't know. But mistaken. And expensive. So there you have it. Spend the $25 and know what's going on in your body, and what you can change to prevent disease. Get your health measurements. P.S. Let's look at the scenario. Something is growing inside. Maybe it is a child. If it is some living things, like bacteria, virus, fungus, if it is a tissue that just wants to grow regardless of you. What do you do? Very important thing in life to imagine scenarios. The worst case, the best case, and the predictable outcome. This is the meaning of being prepared. At least the first step of being prepared. But doing this thinking requires an ability to think, requires a certain amount of mental toughness, and it may require someone to bounce it off of. The more you resist any of it, the more you don't want to know it, the more you fret, the more you want to look at it in rose-colored glasses, the less you brought the kind eyes to it. Illness, any illness is a guidance. Unless you cannot accept guidance, because your ego says that it's wrong to need guidance. P.P.S. To what degree your unwillingness to cause, your unwillingness to own, your unwillingness to be responsible you express in your language? I'd say 100%. Here, compare these two sentences. I am deciding to forgive. I decided to forgive. Which one a sign that the person owns whatever they need to own to forgive? Please comment in the comments section below. I am curious if you can see it. P.P.P.S. Look in the mirror and see what your eyes say. And then look at this picture, and comment if you would, what these eyes say.